Today on Question Period, the man who knew all of Canada's most classified secrets on the biggest threats to our nation's security. But first, networking, parties, hospitality suites, oh, and of course, some political policy thrown in for good measure.
Thank you.
Both the Federal Conservative and Liberal parties held conventions over the weekend.
It's tremendous energy, and it's just calling us all to Winnipeg, and we're having a great time.
It's fantastic. I've really learned a lot. There's so much energy and excitement here.
3,000 Tory delegates gathered in Vancouver, regrouping after a loss in the last election.
A long-standing Conservative government, even in defeat, has emerged strong and united, the one and only opposition party positioned to take the government the next time around.
Former Prime Minister Stephen Harper spoke publicly for the first time since he stepped down as leader. Well, the leadership race ramped up for his replacement.
I believe we can win in 2019.
For the governing party in Winnipeg, it was all about a Liberal love-in.
My friends, we've accomplished a lot over the past few years together. We can and should be proud of all that we've achieved.
CTV Ottawa Bureau Chief Joyce Napier is in Winnipeg for the Liberal Convention, and she joins me now from there. So, Joyce, not surprisingly, after only 6 months in power, the Liberal Convention was a Justin Trudeau love-in. And he won big when he personally got out to the floor and appealed and got a huge vote for a change to the Liberal Constitution to basically let anyone join the party.
Justin Trudeau, Papineau.
And anyone joined the party for free. I mean, that's an important detail, Bob. They're probably hoping to get more members like that. Other parties charge their members, not the Liberals, not anymore. Several changes to this Constitution. Mostly the critics say it's a power grab by the centralized party, if you will, by the central party. And some people here would have liked a debate, which didn't really happen. There was no debate. It was a huge win for Trudeau. Almost 2,000 delegates voted for it, just 66 against it. But some people wanted it to be perhaps a secret vote because they figured some people were too afraid to vote against it. They didn't get their secret vote. It was an open vote here on the floor, and Trudeau won. But there was some grumbling from some delegates who would have preferred a sort of more open debate, if you will.
Now, the Prime Minister warned the Liberal Party that they must listen, and they, especially in government, if they're hold on to power. But there were other people who were complaining about the fact that this leader and his cabinet hasn't been listening to the grassroots about the assisted suicide legislation. Many feel that it's too restricted the way it's drafted.
Well, some people feel, Bob, that it's a bit too restrictive. Some people think it's too permissive. I mean, it's a very, very controversial bill, and it has a very difficult history already. At first, you remember, they decided that it was going to be a whipped vote. In other words, Liberal members, MPs, could not live vote according to their conscience. It had to be a party vote. It had to be a whipped vote. Then they changed their mind because they realized that this is a life and death issue. It is a fundamental issue, a little bit like abortion, and they couldn't do that, and they probably wouldn't have gotten the votes they wanted. So they opened it. Now we have to, you know, sort of underline that they have a deadline. It's the June 6th deadline imposed by the Supreme Court, and they're trying to rush it through. There's going to be a vote on early next week, and then it has to go to the Senate. And even the senators have said that this is not going to go through. We want our own amendments. So they're learning that, you know, you may be a majority and you may be very popular, but you can't always get your way.
Thanks very much, Joyce. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
CTV Ottawa Bureau Chief Joyce Napier in Winnipeg. And over at the Conservative Convention, Power Play host Don Martin is standing by in Vancouver. So, Don, the Conservative Party, which has a strong religious base, said yes to same-sex marriage. I know it was a very vigorous debate, but clearly this is a sign that the party wants to move on and appeal to urban voters and young people, which they failed to attract in the last election.
Yeah, they're trying to put the progressive back in front of the conservative a little bit, Bob, here. It was like 70% vote on Saturday to take the definition of marriage and unhandcuff it, if you will, from a man and a woman to equality of any configuration. Surprisingly strong. Social conservatives here warn that their base is going to be fractured, that those who still cling to that concept are going to go elsewhere, but frankly, Bob, where are they going to go? The party desperately wants to start moving closer to the middle. You can feel it in the resolutions, and you can see it when the corridors they're talking about trying to take on Justin Trudeau, and they got to make a bigger blue tent.
Okay, but what about climate change? Is the party ready to jettison Stephen Harper's do-nothing policy?
Well, there was no policy specifically aimed at that, Bob, but there was certainly a well-attended session by former Canadian Alliance leader Stockwell Day and Patrick Brown, the official opposition leader in Ontario, both saying, look, Green conservatism has to be part of the agenda for the next go-round. So they're clearly trying to find a way to constrain the oil sands, but not hammer the economic lifeblood of the system out of existence, if you will, but the carbon pricing system is starting to gain credence in the conservative things. They want to be a lot greener than they were in 2015.
Now, Don, I know you dutifully attended all the hospitality suites right into the early morning, so I'm sure you are more qualified than anybody to tell us what potential leader had the most buzz.
Jason Kenney still has a lot of buzz, Bob. I got to tell you, even though you sometimes wonder if he's really going to be seriously entering this race, says he's not going to do it until the summer, at the end of summer at the earliest. Lisa Raitt was everywhere and getting a lot of applause everywhere she went. And, of course, Peter McKay still seems to have that rock star quality. Whenever he walks through a crowd, people are stopping to take selfies with him. It's funny. Bob, the leadership race might be on a year from yesterday, or the day before yesterday, will be the actual voting. So a new leader will be in place in a year from now. But, no one's sniping at each other. There's no back and forth. There's no one taking shots at each other. It's quite interesting. So far, a very polite race, all subject to change without notice, of course.
Great. Don, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Please welcome Kelly, Max, and Michael.
Well, so far, three Conservative leadership candidates have announced their intentions, all sitting MPs. Maxime Bernier, Kelly Leach, and Michael Chong. But many more high-profile names could be in the mix.
Two things you need in order to run. It's the same thing running for any kind of political office. You need to have volunteers and you need to have money. So after we see what happens on the stage today, perhaps some people will determine whether or not they have the ear of the membership.
A lot of leadership buzz about these two, who are joining me now from the Conservative Convention, two former ministers, Jason Kenney and Lisa Raitt. So, Ms. Raitt, why don't you be the first to announce on question period that you're running for the Conservative leadership? When are you going to make that announcement?
How about I announce Jason is? Is that better, Bob? I'm out here in Vancouver. I'm really enjoying seeing the membership. I think it's really important to get a pulse of what's going on in the grassroots, do a little bit of soul searching after what happened in the election, and to make plans for the future. I'm going to be part of the future, haven't decided yet, but I got a job in the House right now, and I'm very happy where I am.
Okay, Jason, your turn now, because we're hearing two things. One, that you're contemplating running for the federal Conservative leadership, or you might want to go back to Alberta, reunite the Conservatives, the Progressive Conservatives and the Wild Rose Party, and knock off Premier Rachel Notley.
Really?
Well, wow.
Bob, you're better informed than I am. like Lisa, I'm just delighted to be out here. I have to admit, I didn't expect this to be a fun convention. I thought it would be a little bit more like a wake.
Yeah,
but
it's a lot of fun.
We have more delegates here, strangely, than we did in government, which is odd because normally you get sort of hangers-on and opportunists a little bit when you're in government. But we've got a bigger crowd here. Yeah. I think we outraised the Liberals 3-1, more than the New Democrats and Liberals combined last quarter. We almost beat them in a vote in House of Commons last week. I've sensed more energy and more youth at this convention than I've seen in a long time. So I'm pretty excited about the feeling that we're very much in the game. Like Lisa, I want to hear what people have to say. I haven't decided on my future, Bob. I'll tell you this, though. I don't think we need 12 or 14 or 18-month-long leadership campaigns in this country. The average duration of a leadership campaign in Canada, as you know, is 5 or 6 months. And we don't want to get dragged into a U.S.-style, never-ending presidential primary system. So I think people like Lisa and I are listening, doing our job, focusing on holding the Liberals to account. I'll make my mind up in due course.
Same.
Now, Ms. Raitt, you're a progressive on most issues. Mr. Kenney, you are a rock-solid conservative, particularly on some social issues. Should the Conservative Party, as part of the renewal...
I think we're both conservatives, but whatever.
Well, let me get back to this. Should the Conservative Party, as part of renewal, bring back the progressive conservative name to broaden its reach? What do you think, Ms. Wright?
Not a chance. Bob, I came into this party because I respected Stephen Harper's leadership on some really tricky files in Toronto. And I was lucky enough to be brought into the party by Doug Findlay. I am a true conservative. That is the name I know. That is the name that I would want to run under in the next election in 2019 as the MP for Milton. And I have no desire to revisit the past at all. We are, everyone says it, we're a big tent. Jason and I can sit here together and, you know, we are rock solid on fiscal responsibility. He's been to Cape Breton. How can I not love this guy? He's awesome. So, no, we all get along and it's there's room for everybody here, even suburban moms with two teenage kids.
Okay, Mr. Kenny.
Yeah, Bob, I think you're creating... Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think you're creating a bit of a false dichotomy there, Bob. The truth is, this is a broad coalition, well in the Canadian political mainstream, that believes in free enterprise, personal responsibility, believes that family is more important than as a social institution than the government, believes that there should be consequences for crime, a democratic, principled foreign policy. I think, you know, as you watch the debates here, and this is a great achievement of Stephen Harper, the Conservative Party has never been more united after an election defeat than it is now, which is remarkable given the history of internal conflict. We've never had a Quebec caucus in opposition before. And one of the things that I worked a lot on in the past decade was to broaden the Conservative coalition and deepen it to include large numbers of new Canadians who are well represented at this convention. I think what you're suggesting is kind of a false choice. Mm. Most new Canadians have deeply conservative values, a belief in enterprise, a profound work ethic, entrepreneurship, respect for tradition and family. So those are general principles that unite us and I think can lead again to a conservative governing majority.
But Ms. Raitt, those new Canadians abandoned the party in the last election campaign. You lost a lot of your urban vote, which you absolutely need if you're going to form government, and you also have to attract young people. It's a big challenge that lies ahead, don't you agree?
So I'm one of the successful people who won in the GTA, and I think what it came down to is I communicated our message every day to the people who care about it. And you do this in the Loblaws or in the